praise the Lord. God is good and all the time. Give a hand clap to Jesus. Give a hand clap to Jesus. I hope that you had a wonderful time over the week that has been. For those of you that had parties, I hope you had a wonderful time as well. You ate, you drank, and you danced some. Is it true? Well, sometimes at parties, you have to make up your mind to have fun. You have to make up your mind to have fun. At parties, we find different types of people. There are those that are fun-loving. They can have fun out of anything. And those are the good people. But then there are also the wet blankets. Those that will find a problem with everything. If it's not the food, it is the sitting. If it's not the seats, it is another thing. But I hope that in life, even as we talk about leadership, you learn to lead yourself into joy. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I said, do what? Rejoice. It means that joy is your decision. You can decide to be gloomy. You can decide to look like it is going to rain. Look at your neighbor and see how they are. Is it going to rain? Is a storm next to you? Is there a storm next to you? Sometimes you can look at somebody and feel the chill. You feel the coldness. You feel like running away and finding a hot place to hide. Tell your neighbor, rejoice. Tell icons, rejoice. Rejoice. Hey. Tell nobles, rejoice. Rejoice. And tell the kings in Pola. cool it. Praise the Lord. Well, we are expecting to have our VD next Saturday. This Saturday. But I will still tell you to rejoice. Praise the Lord. People are going to come and visit us. And others, people are going to fail to come and visit you. But in all of those things, rejoice in the Lord. Be focused on what you want to achieve. Because that's what leadership is all about. Leadership happens even in times of adversity. When you are lacking, when there is nothing, who is going to make your future happen? God and yourself. Who is going to make your joy happen? Even God gives the responsibility for your joy to you. He says, then I say to you, rejoice. Again, he says, and again I say, rejoice. So, today as we continue to talk about leadership, I want to talk about personal leadership. Personal leadership. Before you lead others, you ought to be able to lead yourself. You will find that I will talk about different aspects of leadership actually personal leadership throughout this term when I stand before you to share with you. Because that's where the difference is made. The difference is not made on difference on who you are going to be and how you are going to lead others. It is not made in any other person's mind. It is made in your own mind and heart. The decisions you make, the kind of person you decide to be, and the kind of person that you become every day as you make the different choices that you make, will determine your leadership of others and whether you are going to succeed or fail. Now, there are very many few of us in this place that are born with a silver spoon in our mouth. Many of us may be planned. I hear they are planned children, eh? But I will not ask you how many are planned. I'm just going to ask you, do you know any person who is planned? A planned kid. But even some of those planned people, the people that are planning for them don't have much. And therefore, whether you say you are planned or not planned, you must have a plan for yourself. And that plan happens through personal leadership. Personal leadership is where you influence the decisions that you make. You influence your thoughts. You influence your heart. You influence your mind. You are not just taken by whatever drops into your mind, whatever drops into your heart. You are not just taken by every dream that you have. But you watch what God says. And after you have watched what God says, you decide what you are going to allow to influence the things that you think about and the things, the emotions that are in your heart. That's what I mean by personal leadership. So every morning and every day, as you live your life, there are thoughts that come to you. But not every thought that comes to you is a thought that you should carry through. Not every emotion that comes to your heart is an emotion that you should hold on to and let guide the way that you treat others and the way that you treat yourself, or even the way that you treat your studies. Personal leadership is having a hold over your heart, over your mind, and over your actions, that you decide to do the things that will be beneficial for you and for others. Sometimes I find people crying. And somebody is crying uncontrollably. You ask them, why are you crying? I am crying because I'm thinking about my mother and father. They are not in a good relationship. So, okay, you are crying. You have decided to cry. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you one thing. I think that most of the people that cry decide to cry. Is it true? They decide to cry. I also think that most of the people that become angry and violent decide to become angry. They are like, I should show this person that I'm somebody, that I'm not happy. So progressively they become agitated until they are out of control. So I want to talk about personal leadership today. Because if you cannot take a hold of yourself and decide which direction to go with your mind, with your heart, and with your actions, the world is going to lead you. Peers, your friends are going to lead you. You are not going to be led by the Spirit of God. You are going to be led by the flesh. And what comes out of that is failure and the lack of success. So I want to talk about three pillars of personal leadership. Three what? Pillars. What are pillars? Friends, what are pillars? Those are the strong things on which somebody can lean. If it is a house, pillars are those strong beams. Are they called beams or columns? I have an engineer in this place. Those ones, those big things on which a building stands, they are usually made out of steel bars and concrete. And if you are building a house, you make sure that you have those and that there are bars that are strong in those pillars so that they will not crumble under pressure or under excessive weight. They will be able to withstand. So if you are to be personally strong in leading yourself and not letting the world lead you, TikTok, influencers, your thoughts, your peers, your emotions as they rise and fall, they will rise and fall over the years and over the month. You must have some strong pillars on which you lean in your leading yourself or in influencing your everyday life. One of them is that you must take care of your inner life. You must do what? Take care of your inner life. And when we say that take care of your inner life, we mean there is something that you must do about what is inside your head, or what we say inside your mind. That brings us back to what we have said. You can do something about your thoughts and about your feelings. You can stop a certain feeling and say, no, I'm not going into that direction. I will not let myself become sad, depressed. I will not let myself become annoyed. I will not let myself become discouraged. I'm going to encourage myself. The Bible talks about David and says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. What did he do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. So, watch, take care of your inner life. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16, Paul speaks to Timothy and tells him, watch your life. Do what? Watch your life. That is verse 16, the very first part. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. In so speaking, he's telling him, watch what you believe. Watch what you believe. When he says doctrine, it's the things that we believe. In his case, he was talking about what he believed about Christ, what he believed about Christianity. But in this life, we believe very many things about, we have a belief about very many things. So let me ask you, as we are talking about you watching your inner life, like Paul told Timothy to watch his life, what do you believe about success? How can you achieve success? Now, there is a poor boy in this place who has believed that you will only be successful if your parents were successful, but your parents are not successful. If you believe that and you don't do anything different, the vicious cycle of poverty is going to hold you strongly. You must believe that God can make you successful even if your parents were not rich. You must believe that hard work pays. Hard work does what? Pays. And in the current Uganda in which we are, there is this thing that is moving around. And people are saying, unless you are connected, unless you are from a certain tribe, you will never be what? Successful. But we see people that are not connected to people in government, people that are not connected, that are not coming from tribes that are in government, but those people are making it because they have changed their mind. Praise the Lord. They believe that there is nothing that is impossible for the person that does what? That believes. They believe that God will bless the works of your hands. And therefore, they are watching their life, the things, the doctrine that they believe, the things that they believe about life. So watch your life closely. Paul said to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, watch your life and doctrine closely. Then he says, persevere in them, because if you do, you will save you both yourselves and your hearers. We can apply that to ourselves and say, if you watch your life closely, in what you believe very closely, you will save yourself in the future from poverty, from failure, from the mistakes that you may come through other people watching your life for you. And you will save others. Who are the others? Who are the others? Your children. What you do today and the way that you live your life and the things that you believe today, the things that you let influence your mind, those things are going to determine how your children will be. So in this place today, we have seeds of potential. All of you are seeds of potential because you are still young. But what you are going to be is going to be determined by what you let influence your heart. If you let fear influence your heart and you believe that you will not become anything, you don't try out things, it's going to be very sad. Sometimes I talk to young people and I want to encourage them. But a young person can come to you and talk to you, and even by the way that they approach you, you know, they have come to speak to you, but they already know that they are defeated. Then why did you come? Somebody comes and they are shaking. Somebody comes and they are apologetic. Apologetic, I mean, somebody comes and the first thing that they say to you is, I'm sorry to disturb you. If you are sorry, don't come. If you know that you are disturbing me, why are you even speaking to me? Pastor, sorry, but I wanted to come. You know, I have come to talk to you. You did not just want to come and talk to me. Be decisive. The way that a person approaches me shows me what they have believed about the situation in which they have come. If you go to meet somebody and you want them to help you and you begin with an apology for asking for the help, I will not help you. Okay, I say, okay, since you are sorry, now you can go away. You are sorry, okay? Are you sorry? Then why are you coming? Stay away. Sorry. I am disturbing you. Come with confidence, believe in yourself, and believe in your heart that you are worthwhile. Believe that you are worthwhile being listened to. Believe that you are worthwhile being helped. And when you come, don't come apologetically. Come and tell me, Pastor, I have come. because I have this dream of mine. And I've come because I believe that the only person that can help me is you. I have come because I think, I believe that you can help me somehow. That shows me that in your inner heart, you believe in yourself. You believe that the Lord that has led you to me will help you, and you believe in me that I'm going to help you. But if you come and you tell me you are sorry, you are like saying, I have come, but I know you are a bad man. So I'm sorry, bad man. I don't know what you are going to do to me. I don't know how you are going to treat me. Anyway. What did we say? Watch your what? Watch your what? Your inner life, your heart. What you believe. So then what can we say you need to believe, people? Let me just give you a few things that you need to put in your heart as you approach this life. Number one, you are fearfully, wonderfully created in the image of God. Let that be in your heart. Let nobody take it away from you. Number two, God loves you and he wants to bless you. Number three, because God loves you, he's going to place people in your lives that are going to help you become what you want to become. Another thing that you must believe in your heart, every good effort that you put in will be rewarded. There may be a delay, but you receive the reward for every good work that you do. Every good effort that you have, every good intention that you put into practice. Watch your heart. Your heart. Don't fill your heart with negativity, with negative thinking. When I see a young person that believes in themselves, I really want to help them. I pray for them. Imagine going to apply for a job, but you are shaking. You are unsure of yourself. Sometimes I receive people that come for a job, and you ask them, what is it that you can do? And they tell you, I don't know. Anything that you give me will do. I look at them and I pity them and say, oh my God, you are going nowhere in this world. If you have come to ask for a job after during your vacation, come. Decide, look around and say, okay, there is digging, there is washing the cars, there is feeding the cows. And come and say, Pastor, I'm asking for a job. What job do you want to do? I want to feed the cows. I'm good at that. I know the right grass for them to eat when they should take their water. And I can watch to see whether they have a temperature so that the veterinarian can come and take care of them. I know what I want to do. I know what I want to achieve. And it all begins in the confidence that you have in your heart, what you believe about yourself. So lead yourself. Don't let the world tell you who you are. Let the Bible, let God tell you who you are. And what did he say? He says, you are wonderfully and beautifully created. Praise the Lord. And that's what God says about you. The Bible says you are a child of God. And God will never disappoint those people that put their trust in him. Put it in your heart. Fill your heart with confidence and what? And faith. And whatever you do, do it knowing that you are going to succeed. Doing it with all your heart and devotion. Praise the Lord. Are there people here that struggle with self-image? You despise yourself. Now, if you despise yourself, who is going to lift you up? You need to put value in yourself. I'm not saying that become arrogant and proud, but I'm saying become confident and filled with faith about the possibilities that God has set in front of you. That's number one. What do you need to do? Watch your heart. Watch your life in what you believe about yourself. Persevere in them and you will save yourself and others, your children. So your heart, your mind, and your relationship with God, they matter very well if you are going to lead yourself into that place where you will see the blessings of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May I see people here that have got confidence that God loves them. Lift up your hand. He loves you. And there is nothing that you can do about it. Put your hand down. Wish I knew very many languages, but I was speaking Lugana and say, akwagala teto inacho inza kuchikolako. He chose to love you even before you loved him. He chose to bless you even before you you knew him. So now, live like somebody that is loved. Talk like somebody that is loved. When you approach people, approach them like somebody who is loved. I can know from the moment that you enter my door, if you come to my office, I can know as I look at you and with the confidence with which you enter my office, I can read you and know this one feels loved. This one feels unloved and unaccepted by the way that you walk. Praise the Lord. So next time that I see you walking on the compound, walk like the daughter of a king. Praise the Lord. Walk like somebody who is loved by God. Samaritan, you have things written all over your chest, all over the compound. Beloved by the Father. But you behave as if you are not loved. Praise the Lord. You are loved. Praise the Lord. You are. Tell your neighbor you are loved. You are wanted, not in a bad way. You are wanted. God sees you. God runs to you. God cares for you. You are. I asked how many are planned. You said you know people that are planned. But you forget about yourself. You are planned. God has planned for you. And some of you that were feeling very bad about yourselves, hey, for us, we are not planned kids. We come from a poor family. Mom, you know that the Father, the God, the owner of everything is your Father. Do you know that? Do you know that He wants you to call you Daddy, dear, Daddy, Abba, Father? So let's watch your heart, be positive, be filled with faith. Don't let fear overtake you. I know there are times that you'll be fearful, but be courageous, like the Bible told, they told Joshua, be what? Courageous. Be what? Courageous. Courage. To be courageous means there are things that are scaring you, but you have confidence in yourself and in God that you'll be able to face those things and overcome. I think in the Bible there are very many places that God speaks to people to help them watch their hearts and fill their hearts with things that are positive. Like it says to, it says to the Israelites, I will not leave you, I will never forsake you. Be very courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. He tells them because their heart matters. Your inner life matters. Lead it into faith, and everything is going to be okay. Some of you, you look at your neighbor. Some of you are 15 years old, but you look like you are 30. The worries and the cares of the world that you carry. You are 13, you are 15, but you have ulcers. Ulcers. Those are sicknesses that come from the head because you are worrying a lot. You have high blood pressure, I hear. The burdens that you carry, you have refused to give them to Jesus. It is in the what? In the heart. Tell your neighbor, watch your heart. Watch your heart. Watch your life. Watch what you believe in. Lead yourself into peace and joy. Don't let naysayers, don't let wet blankets cause you to lose your joy, because there are those people who say to you, "Neye, osekachi." Every time they should be smiling. Why are you smiling? Why are you laughing? They want you to be like them. For me, I smile. Praise the Lord. I smile. I am joyful. I rejoice in the Lord. My heart is filled with faith. I believe the Lord wants to do great things for me. Praise the Lord. It's just a matter of time that I will see the goodness, all of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the what? In the land of the living. Lead your heart. Watch your heart. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Renew your what? Your mind. Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your what? Your mind. Your mind. Renew your mind. Eh? Don't conform to the patterns of the world. Listen to what God says about you. Actually, somebody told another person, if you want to get rid of your depression, read the Bible and see what the promises. Look out for the promises of God for those that trust in Him. He will protect them. He will fight for them. He secures their future. He provides for them. He will never leave them. He will never forsake them. He sends angels to fight for them. He covers them with the blood of Jesus. He does all those good things for the people that come to Him and they are His children and they trust in Him. Watch your heart as you lead yourself. Lead your heart into believing every time. Let me mention a few things that you have been following. Thoughts. What? Thoughts. People, not every thought that comes to you is a thought that you should carry through. There is a girl who was here. She was always meandering in the compound. Meandering. Moving around. I asked her, "Gwei, why are you always moving around the compound? Why don't you sit in the classroom and study?" She told me, "When I'm seated there, something tells me, go outside of the class." And I told her, "Hey, and you also agree? Can't you say no? It tells you go out and then you do what? It tells you sit down and then you sit down. It tells you, okay, now go and steal somebody things, you go and steal. Say no." I asked her, "Are you not yourself? Don't you have your mind? Can't you make your decisions?" "No, a thought came to me and it told me." And there are some of you, some thoughts have come to you and they told you, "I think you ought to kill yourself. Suicidal thoughts, demons whispering to you. Not every thought that comes to you is a good thought. You should not carry out every thought, weigh them against the word of God and against the desires that you have for your life, the desires that God has put in your life. If they are negative thoughts, destructive thoughts, thoughts that are taking you from what brought you in this place, from what brought you into the world to accomplish, you just push them away. So number one, watch your thoughts. Number two, watch your dreams. Not every dream is from God. I hear these days you love dreams very much. I dreamt. Sometimes you dream because you had a lot to eat before you went to sleep. And chemistry tells us, so you dream a lot of funny things, cows following you, dogs barking at you. And when you dream those things, you wake up, Pastor, they usually even come to my office. Pastor, I dreamt when cows were chasing me. What does it mean? Am I going to die? Are the cows in this? I even not want to meet the cows on the compound because I dreamt. Then you look at them and say, what madness is this? Then you go to a false prophet. You ask them, prophet, I dreamt about cows. Oh, now cows mean witchcraft. Somebody is bewitching you. You lose your mind. You stop studying. You stop eating. You get ulcers and whatever. In the Bible, God gave dreams to people for a purpose. And when those people dreamt, it was only the non-believers that needed the dreams to be interpreted for them. That's the pattern I see in the Bible. Because when God speaks to his children, he knows the language they understand. And so he speaks to them to be able to understand. I personally have refused to interpret people's dreams. No. I tell them, God is speaking to you, not to me. If the dream is from God, you'll know what it means. Praise the Lord. If it is not from God, you'll still know because you are his child. But don't follow every dream that comes. Other dreams are chemical dreams. Because of what you are going through. Because of the things, sometimes because of the things that you see every day. There is a guy, we were with him at Kampala Pentecostal Church. This guy, I hope that he's watching me. We used to laugh with him. He's called Jacob. And I used to call him Sekaroteda. Sekaroteda is who? The dreamer, like Joseph in the Bible. I used to call him Sekaroteda. Why? Because at that time, he was looking for somebody to marry. That's what was on his mind. Young man, he has finished studying, he's working, and he wants to get married to somebody. So he would dream, Jacob was dreaming. He would dream girls putting on gowns, girls putting on golden shoes. He was dreaming because that's what he was thinking about. That's what science tells us. So the thing, what your mind dwells on during the day may come back as a dream during the night. It may not even be from God. There's somebody who came and told me, Pastor, I dreamt that you had died. We need to pray. I said, I'm not going to die. And you are not the one who dreams about my death. She would have left me fearful. Hey, they have dreamt. I'm going to die. I need to go to a prophet to pray for me and anoint me with oil. No. And from since I have not died. Haven't you? I think there are even some students here that have dreamt that I have died. I'm still here. Your dream was false. Praise the Lord. Your dream was what? False. Okay, there are dreams that come from God. You will know them. There are dreams that come from the devil to scare you. There are dreams that come from your mind, what you dwell on every day. And there are even those dreams that come from your chemistry, what you are going through chemically. Too much food, too many hormones rising and falling. So you dream your dreams. Praise the Lord. But don't move with dreams only. If you dream something, look at what the Word of God says about what you have dreamed and about your life. If they don't rhyme, throw them in the dustbin. You see, even for prophecy, the Bible says, test every prophecy. Test what? Test, examine them. Don't just believe whatever somebody says, comes and prophesies to you. I had a dream. You are dying. Oh, I'm going to die. God told me, God showed me in a dream, God showed me it with my thoughts. No! And I know there are some of you here who say, for us, we are very spiritual. We believe every dream. We believe every thought is from God. We believe we are going to be led into deception. And then after you have been believing those things, look back. Did they come to pass? The prophecies you received, did they come to pass? The dreams that you received, did they come to pass? Don't be deceived. Watch your life. Watch your heart. Watch your mind. Be renewed. The Bible says, renew. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What renews your mind? The Word of God. Therefore, if you are going to succeed in leading yourself through God, make the Word of God your friend. Read it every day. Do what? Read the Word of God. Don't only read it, but believe it. Believe the Word of God. Yesterday I was watching a clip of a preaching by a certain man. And he was talking about certain things. But throughout all of his talking, I did not hear him refer to the Bible. But his word, his stage presence as he was on the stage, were very convincing. And I believe that people believed him. He's the man of God, you know? He's called the man of God. People believed him, but he was talking nonsense. What was he talking? No, the man of God was talking nonsense. It was his thoughts that he was selling to the people. I listened and threw it in the trash. I said, this will not influence me. I'm going to believe what the Bible says over what this man is saying. A tree can only stand in the storm if its roots are deeply rooted. A tree can only stand in the storm. And people, this world in which we live, in as far as leading ourselves is concerned, there is a storm. There is a storm. The wind is blowing. Very many things are thrown at us. Thoughts, ideas, doctrines, teachings. When you read the news, it is fear that is thrown at us. People want us to be afraid. Even preachers want us to be afraid. The person that I'm talking about wanted his church to be afraid. I think he was a guest preacher. And he was taking people away from faith into performance. He wanted them to fear so that he can control them. If somebody makes you afraid, they will control you. They'll begin saying, okay, now I have put some fear in you. Every Sunday you must come to church without fail, even if you are sick and you have no transport. Let me tell you about this. Every Sunday you must come to church. If you don't come to church, God has got a book, a black book, in which he writes the names of those that meet Sunday. Every Wednesday when we are having our fellowship, you have to come. Whether you are just, they tell people, whether you are just walking, walk from your home. If it is raining, come. If it is money for your children's food, give it so that God may see you on Sunday. You brought a gift. You came to church. But for me, I can tell you one thing. There are days when you cannot come to church even on Sunday. And God knows. And he understands. And he cares, still cares for you. And he still loves you. But this man of God wants your company. There are some men of God, they want your company so much, every day they are telling you to go to church. And just be around them so they can feel good. Oh, I want to come to church. And they came like 100 people. Oh, I am a powerful man. I have a church with very many people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They come. They come on Wednesday. They come on Thursday. They come on Saturday. They come on Sunday. Praise. So he's feeling good, eh? That you are always around him asking him, Pastor, what does my dream mean? You tell them, oh, then the pastor feels, I am the man who understands all the dreams and interprets them. Pastor, pray for me. I am the one who prays for them. I never even encourage them to pray. Pastor, anoint me with oil. People are always around me. I'm an important man. So you are afraid to pray by yourself. You are afraid to be by yourself. When you don't come on Sunday, you are in God's black book. He's saying, that one didn't come this Sunday. I've given him only two more Sundays. If he does not come, I'm taking away the blessings that I've been giving him. It's not true. Praise the Lord. God understands. Put that in your heart. That's, what does he do? He understands. He knows your failures. He knows your struggles. And you don't need to be afraid to serve him. You need to be free to serve him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't serve God. Don't let your heart be filled with fear. That's what the Bible says. Fear. I didn't go to church. I become afraid. I didn't give money. I become afraid. I did not visit, greet the pastor. I become afraid. I did not carry the pastor's Bible to the what? To the pulpit. I become afraid. My pastor is annoyed with me. He's going to curse me. Praise the Lord. What have we dealt with today? Tell your neighbor what we have talked about. Have you understood? Otege de bulungi. Njagala, I want to finish. I want to finish. Praise the Lord. Watch your heart. Watch your heart. Watch your heart. Your mind. What you believe. Believe the best. Don't be afraid. Don't follow every dream, every prophecy, everything that causes fear. God is not a God of, God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Keep that. Know that you are loved above all. If you are to know anything today, know that you are what? Loved by God. Even as you sleep, even when you fail to come to church, because sometimes you will fail. Eh? For me, there is also some other times I fail to come to church. I'm a pastor. But there are some times I don't come to church. Eh? You think God is having a heart attack when I don't come? It's like, I've got a fever. Pastor Sempa didn't come to church. He had a problem in the village and he had to go there. Therefore, praise the Lord. No, God is even with me in the village. You know that. Ani muchalo nange. Is there somebody who didn't come to church today? And they are in the dorm? God is there. Do you know that God is there? And if they are sick, he's holding them, he's touching them. Sirikawo baby, Sirikawo baby. For you are here saying, she didn't come to church and she is sick. How does she think she's going to be healed? Mananga wan teva tegera, teva ina magezi, no ruara, no togena muchachi. Is God only here? Ask your neighbor, is God only here? Praise the Lord. Let's conclude. Be rooted in the word of God. Believe the best. And you will be okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise our Lord. Praise our Lord. When we say praise the Lord, we say amen. When we say praise our Lord, we say amen. That is in Uganda. Praise our Lord is a Uganda word. Praise our Lord. Praise our Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Would you like to speak to God? About leading your heart, your mind, and your actions. Father, we give you our hearts, we give you our minds. We ask that our hearts and minds will be filled with the peace that comes from you. May our hearts be filled with faith to know that you love us and that you care for us. And that there is nothing in all of creation that will separate us from your love. Help us to know that we can decide what to believe. That we can control our thoughts. We can control our minds. Even as the Bible says to us, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. That we can rejoice and choose joy over sadness. We can choose faith over disbelief and fear. We can choose peace over fear and know that you are the God that goes before us, the God that makes a way for us, even where there seems to be no way. And so today we give you our hearts and minds. We pray that you may reign in our hearts and minds, and that your word will transform our minds for better things, and even for health of our emotions. We thank you. I would like you, as you bow down your heads, to speak to God about what you are going through, whatever has been worrying you, even about the future, about the decisions that you need to make and the beliefs that you have formed about God, about success. Speak to him and help him. Ask him to help you to believe what he says, to walk and think according to his word and according to his purpose. If you have been worried about something, if you have given up on something in your life that you know God wants to do, ask him to forgive you and ask him to help you to accomplish it in the name of Jesus. And as you pray, I know that God wants to bring you success. I know that God will bless you irrespective of which family you come from. And that your success will not continue to depend on your family background, but it will depend on you being a child of God who knows what God desires for you and what God will do for you, and who believes it and rejoices in it. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and praise. There is none like you. No one can touch our lives like you do. No one can change our lives like you do. We could search for all of eternity long and find that there is no one in all of creation who is like you. You are a great God. You are a good God. You are a God that makes a way where there seems to be no way. Your promises are yes and they are amen. You are God that never fails your children. You said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and will make your ways, your path straight. You are the God that promises and never fails to deliver things that you have promised. And we take a hold of your hand today. Walk with us. Move with us. Speak with us. Encourage us. Be the God that guides our minds and our hearts and our inner self for God. Let your heart be a lamp unto our feet. We look to you. I want you by faith to take the hand of Jesus. By faith, take Jesus' hand and ask him to walk with you, even as far as your mind and heart is concerned. Ask him to populate your mind with his word, with his promises, with his goodness in the name of Jesus. Just do it by faith. Take a hold of his hand by faith. Say to Jesus, walk with me. Walk with me out of fear, out of the prison of fear, out of the prison of worry. Walk with me into that place that I know, that I know, that I know that you are God, that will never fail me, that will protect me even when I sleep, that will love me even when I have failed, that will bring me back even when I am lost, that will keep on looking for me, will keep on seeing me, will keep on calling me, that you are the God that will never fail to love me. You are the God that will never fail to find me. You are the God that will never fail to help me. You are the God that will never fail to hear me. Help me to know. Fill my heart with faith. Fill my heart with faith. May I see your love. May I know your love. May I know your peace and the joy that comes from knowing you. I give you my heart. I give you my heart. I give you my heart. And I will walk with you. Father, I want to thank you so much for the giving of your people today. Take what has been given and use it for the growth of your kingdom. Also want to thank you so much, O God, for this week, for the studies that are ahead of us, even for the VD that is there before us. May you provide everything that is needed for that day. May you provide us with the strength for our studies and the understanding for our studies. May you make us the heads and not the tails. May we be going higher up and never lower down. And may we see your goodness this week in the land of the living. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And everybody says, amen. I want to say to you that you are blessed.